صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Ali bin Musa is the 8th divinely appointed successor of the Prophet. His father is Imam Musa al-Kadhim. His most famous title is Ar-Ridha, which means one who is content, i.e. pleased with Allah's decree. A companion of the Imam alayhi salam has said, "The Imam spoke to people in their own languages. I asked him about this and he replied, 'I am Allah's proof over his creatures. Allah does not appoint over a people a proof who does not speak their own language.'" Harun had two sons. One was Muhammad al-Amin and the other was Ma'mun. At first Muhammad al-Amin became the ruler. Then Ma'mun found out that Muhammad al-Amin was planning to make his own son his successor. So Ma'mun, out of his greed, took his own army and attacked the city where his brother was and then killed him. And so Ma'mun became the new Banu Abbas Khalif. When Ma'mun returned back to Khurasan, he realized that he was not popular and people really hated him because he had killed his own brother. Ma'mun also knew that the people all over the Muslim world loved Imam Ali al-Ridha because he was the descendant of the Prophet and also because he was well known for his knowledge and piety. Ma'mun therefore decided to use the Imam. He sent orders to Medina to force the Imam to be brought to Khurasan and then he declared that he was going to be his successor. In this way, Ma'mun succeeded in fooling the people and keeping them from fighting and opposing him. The Imam tried hard to refuse, but in the end he was threatened with his life if he refused. The Imam was very sad to leave Medina, the city of the Prophet, and he also knew that he would never be allowed to come back to Medina. The Imam alayhi salam got to Naishabur. He was welcomed by a large number of scholars and they all insisted that he should address them and tell them some hadith from his ancestors that they can benefit from. And so the Imam alayhi salam began saying, "I heard my father Musa bin Ja'far saying, I heard my father Ja'far bin Muhammad saying, I heard my father Muhammad bin Ali saying, I heard my father Ali bin al-Husayn saying, I heard my father Husayn bin Ali saying, I heard my father Ali bin Abi Talib saying, I heard the Prophet peace be upon him saying, I heard the angel Jibra'il saying, I heard Allah the mighty and the glorious saying, La ilaha illallah is my fort. Whoever enters my fort will be saved from my punishment." The Imam alayhi salam added, "But with certain conditions, and I am one of the conditions." What he meant was that his imama must be accepted in order to enter Allah's fort of safety. Thousands of scholars wrote down this hadith, and because it has been narrated from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam all the way to Allah with a perfect chain of the most pure and perfect narrators, this hadith became famous as the hadith with the golden chain of narrators. The Imam finally arrived in Tus, and the Khalif Ma'mun pretended to welcome the Imam very warmly and began offering him to take over the Khilafah. The Imam alayhi salam refused that outright. He knew Ma'mun was a man who had killed his own brother just to become the Khalif. There was no way he would actually let the Imam take over and become the Khalif. Ma'mun then forced him and said if he would not agree, then he would have the Imam killed. The Imam finally accepted the position but set conditions for it, such as he would not appoint anyone as a governor, he would not dismiss anyone, and etc. Ma'mun agreed to all these conditions because he could still use the Imam's name. Later on in the Imam's life, there was a drought in Khurasan. No rain fell and people began suffering from thirst and hunger as they could not grow any crops. By then, the Imam alayhi salam had become very popular and Ma'mun was worried that the people respected the Imam even more than him. Ma'mun decided to ask the Imam to go out in public and pray for rain. Ma'mun was sure it would not rain because of the drought, but he hoped when people saw the Imam praying and no rain falling, it would damage the reputation of the Imam in the eyes of the people. The next day, all the people gathered under the open sky, and the Imam alayhi salam came and gave a special supplication. Suddenly, the clear skies began to change and the clouds began to appear. Thereafter, it began to rain heavily. And as it continued to pour, everyone began talking of the miracle and how special the Imam was and how closely connected he was to Allah. All this, of course, made Ma'mun very angry. He was hoping to humiliate the Imam and instead the Imam became even more popular. Ma'mun was now very worried, Day by day, the Imam was becoming more popular than he was. He now thought of another plot. He invited the priests and scholars of different faiths and asked them to debate with the Imam and to ask him the most difficult questions they could. By this, Ma'mun hoped to lower the image of the Imam in the eyes of the people. When the debate began, the Imam alayhi salam began reciting passages from their own books such as the Torah and the Injil. The scholars of other faiths were amazed at the Imam's knowledge of their own books. Some of them converted to Islam, and the others were just spellbound and said, "We had no idea that someone like you existed amongst the Muslim scholars." Ma'mun felt intense regret when the debates were over. Ma'mun now decided to remove the Imam as soon as possible. He then ordered the Imam to be poisoned. Ma'mun pretended he was shocked and grieved at the passing away of the Imam. He showed the people that he was mourning for the Imam and he arranged for him to be buried. He is buried in a place that is called Mashhad today, and a magnificent shrine and masjid stand over the grave of Imam Ali al-Ridha. Allah.